from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible. From the deep blue sea to the dark blue sky. Woman break down and cry. I'm the baddest man alive. I'm the baddest man alive. I'll take no mess and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
I terrorize your hood, flashing max on the cop the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger, take a gasoline bath and I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a kitty, take the sergeant hat from his head and use it for a grizzly. Spit in the crocodile face, have a menage a trois with two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of butcher knives. I drink honey straight from the beehive. Bungee jumping on the Empire State, butt naked. Rollerblading across the Golden Gate, butt naked. With the baddest man alive and I don't plan to die. When the grim reaper come, I look her right in his eye. I bust up in the face of the witch of the east. Tell a great white shark to go and brush his teeth. I'm the man who stole the golden fleece. And I date rape beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. Come on, somebody.
I'm the baddest man alive. I take no meds and I take no drive. Sometimes I...
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? You guys hear me? Hello, mic check. Can you hear my mic? Mic check, mic check. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? I can't hear myself. Why my mic sound like it's low for some reason? Mic check. Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing tonight? Can you guys hear me? Top another episode of Moving Forward here on YaiserRadio.com. I sound low for some reason. But anyway, you guys out there, let you guys know ahead of time, all you other platforms out there that you guys are watching me right now, enjoy it. I'm feeling generous because in order for you guys to listen and watch anything that has to do with Yaiser, you have to go to YaiserTV.com. You have to be a member. That's YaiserTV.com or a member of YaiserRadio.com. I'm slowing it down a little bit. I'm a little hyped up. I've been celebrating since Friday. You right. You heard me right. I've been celebrating since Friday. Because I'm going to talk to you guys tonight from things from a different perspective. Hold on, man. I got to fix this mic. Hold on. What's wrong with this microphone? Mic check, mic check, mic check. Mic check. There we go. There we go. There we go. Woo. That's much better. That's much better. That's much better. You guys, I'm feeling a little off today because another thing too. I'm not sitting in my regular chair tonight because the title was so big. I had to sit in a higher chair to raise me up because it's a long title. It says, Moving Forward Radio Show, Episode 68, Roe versus Wade is out of here. Let's pop bottles. You guys want to call in and talk to me about tonight's topic, you can hit me up at 515-605-9880. Yes, you guys heard me right. It's time to pop bottles. We're celebrating Roe versus Wade has been overturned by the Supreme Court. It's about time they finally got something right in my lifetime. A lot of times I don't agree with what goes on with the Supreme Court, but I have to agree with this decision about Roe versus Wade. You guys do understand the name of my show. It's called Moving Forward, Pro-Life versus Pro-Choice. That's the subtitle of my radio show. You guys understand that I am a pro-lifer because I am a victim of abortion. Yes, I said it. As a man, I am a victim of abortion. So just like everybody has sympathy out there for women out there that are victims of rape or victims of abuse, well, I am a man who is a victim of abortion. Yes, it's possible. There's plenty of us men out here that are victims of abortion. And yes, I am celebrating the fact that they have overturned Roe versus Wade. Now tonight, all of you supporters out there, or people who are down at the overturn Roe versus Wade, you guys can call in. I just want you to be prepared for that smoke, because I'm going to give out that smoke tonight. I just wish that this ruling was done, 9 years ago when I became a victim of abortion? Yeah, 9 years ago when I became a victim of abortion, I wish that this was overturned 9 years ago, but that's okay, because I said I would give my life for father's rights and abortion. That is my movement. I don't have time to be out there joining everybody else talking about Black Lives Matter. Let's talk about black babies' lives matter before they get murdered by their mamas. So that's my movement, Fathers Against Abortion. And I'm not trying to win no popularity contest. What I'm trying to do is save some black baby lives. Matter of fact, I'm trying to save all baby lives, not just black babies. And I don't know why this video looks so trashy right now with this stream, but it has to get fixed. Let me see if it's like this on all the other platforms. Hold on for a second. Just give me a chance. Hold on, you guys. Because they probably hate me because they see the title. But that's why you guys really want to see what's going on and see me clearly, go to geysertv.com. Let me see here. See if I'm blurry on all the other networks. Because we're getting out a freebie tonight. We celebrate. I'm giving out gifts tonight. I'm letting you guys see tonight's show for free on this other platform. Let me see something. Let me see if we blur on the other networks. Let me see here. Yeah, the video looking trash. The video looks trash in these other networks too. Let me see. Yeah, that's okay. You guys can hear me. You guys can hear me. That's what's important. Yeah, we looking like trash on those networks. As you guys know, I'm getting away a freebie. Normally, in order to see or listen to movies, you have to be a member of Yizer. Yizer Radio is yizerradio.com. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, yizerradio.com. You can get radio and television by joining yizertv.com. You become a member of yizertv.com. You get the television station and the radio station. All right? I don't like the way that I'm looking, but it is what it is. But let's get into this topic. Christmas came early this year. Earlier, yesterday, on YizerTV.com, you guys can check out the movie. We made a movie back in 2014 called Abortion, Our Black Genocide. If you guys want to watch that movie, you can become a member of YizerTV.com. And I think it's on Cinema Screen 4 on YizerTV.com. Go check it out, you guys. Great movie. It talks about everything about abortion. It's not bashing abortion, but it's talking about the history of abortion. Let's talk about eugenics. See, a lot of people out there don't know what eugenics was all about. Eugenics was about wiping out the black population and why they was also trying to build up the super race. So look at all the definition, all the documentary, Abortion, Our Black Genocide on YaisoTV.com. Let me slow down, you guys. I'm hyped up. I'm geeked up tonight. I'm not happy with the way the video is being portrayed. But that's okay. As long as you guys can hear me and understand what I'm saying. And if you guys want to comment, hit me up at 515-605-9800. So now let's get into the history of Roe versus Wade. Let's go back into history, and I'm going to play a clip of why this whole Roe versus Wade became an issue in the timeline. So check out this clip.
March 1970. Two attorneys file a lawsuit in U.S. federal court on behalf of Norma McCorvey, a Texas resident who wanted to terminate her pregnancy. The filing, Jane Roe versus Wade, argued that Texas's abortion statutes were unconstitutional and violated McCorvey's privacy under five constitutional amendments. In January 1973, a 7-2 Supreme Court decision in favor of Jane Roe ruled that the Constitution protects the right to an abortion. The all-male justices found abortion was a fundamental right for a woman's life and future, writing that Texas had violated the rights of Jane Roe with an abortion ban that prevented her from having one. January 1974, on the first anniversary of Roe, anti-abortion rights activists gather in Washington, D.C. for the first March for Life rally to lobby Congress to change the law. September 1976, the Hyde Amendment, a restrictive measure prohibiting government funds to be spent on abortions, except in the case of rape, incest, or a threat to the life of the woman, is passed. June 1986, Missouri governor signed into law a number of restrictions on abortion. Several of them were subject to court battles. 1988 and 1989, lawmakers in Pennsylvania amend the state's Abortion Control Act of 1982 and five provisions, including informed consent before an abortion, a 24-hour waiting period, consent of one parent for a minor to have the procedure, and a husband notification requirement for married women. It was challenged by abortion clinics and physicians as unconstitutional. July 1989, the Supreme ruling in Webster versus Reproductive Health Services upholds the law that the state of Missouri enacted, barring public employees and public facilities from being used to assist or perform abortions unless it's necessary to save the life of the woman. June 1992, Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey, the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision upholds the provision requiring informed consent before an abortion, a 24-hour waiting period before a procedure, and consent of one parent or a minor to obtain an abortion. The court did invalidate that husband notification requirement. November 2003, President George W. Bush signed into law the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, prohibiting doctors from performing late-term abortions. The law is challenged and blocked by federal courts in California, Nebraska, and New York. In April 2007, the Supreme Court upholds the federal ban on late-term abortion, ruling 5-4 in the Gonzalez versus Carhart case, finding that it was not unconstitutionally vague and did not impose an undue burden on the right to an abortion. July 2013, Texas lawmakers enact House Bill 2 with provisions requiring doctors performing abortions to have hospital-admitting privileges no more than 30 miles from the abortion facility, and the facility must meet the minimum standards of an ambulatory surgical center under state law. Abortion providers in Texas challenged the requirements, arguing that they violate the 14th Amendment under Casey. This challenge ultimately ends up before the Supreme Court. June 2014, Louisiana's governor signed Act 620, a law nearly similar to Texas's admitting privileges law. Again, the law is challenged by abortion clinics and providers. June 2016, the Texas admitting privileges and surgical center requirements law is struck down by the Supreme Court in a 5-3 ruling. June 2020, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in the June Medical Services versus Russo case to invalidate Louisiana's admitting privileges law, citing the court's 2016 Texas decision. May 2021, the High Court agreed to hear Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization case, the Mississippi law that bars abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Later, Mississippi state officials would ask the Supreme Court to overturn Roe and Casey. September 2021, Texas enacts Senate Bill 8, or the Heartbeat Act, the first time a state successfully imposed a six-week abortion ban since Roe v. Wade. The act also gave members of the public versus state officials the right to sue anyone who performs or helps facilitate an illegal abortion. The Department of Justice challenges SB 8, and in December, the Supreme Court ruled to keep Texas's ban on most abortions in place, limiting who can sue state officials. May 2, 2022, a 98-page draft opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito in the Mississippi abortion case is leaked. Justice Alito wrote in his draft that Roe was, quote, egregiously wrong from the start and must be overruled.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? This is man Dwayne Abernathy listening for here on GeiserRadio.com. Moving forward, episode 68. Tonight we're talking about Roe versus Wade decision. Roe versus Wade is out of here. Let's pop bottles. Celebrating. The reason why I'm celebrating, because I am a father who is a victim of abortion. Yes, we do exist. There are fathers out here that were victims of abortion. And so all of that, oh my God, it's taken away the rights of women. And this is health, what's it called, a privilege or our health benefits, stuff like that. But this is the thing, though. I'm looking for the people out there who protect the rights of the father. Especially if a child that's created by two willing parties who both participated in intercourse, unprotected intercourse, and both those people should be able to take on the responsibility of a child that they created. So, I'm not saying that a person, hold on for a second. Hello? I'm doing my podcast. Got to call you back when I'm done. Yep. Hello? Yes, I answered the phone live. But anyway, both of those people should take responsibility for the child they created. And then especially if that woman is married, if a husband has to be responsible for everything else that has to do with that marriage, do you guys... And I don't care if you guys agree with me or not. Fathers, especially a husband, should have a right if his wife gets pregnant. And she can just make a decision on terminating their child and the father has no rights. So that's one of the main reasons why I'm really celebrating the fact that Roe versus Wade has been overturned. Because if you guys listen to that clip I just played, there was a timeline that went through the whole history of this Roe versus Wade battle. And in 1988, they had put in an amendment that a husband should have a say-so, and they voted and they removed it. And then I believe it was like, I think it said 1992 or something like that. I might have the date off, that the father once again tried to put in an amendment for a husband to have a right, and they removed it again. So you're damn right, I'm celebrating the fact that they are stopping the baby killers. I know there's some people out there like, oh my God, Dwayne is being very insensitive. Oh my God, I need to cancel Dwayne. I don't want to support Dwayne because he don't support abortion. No, I don't support abortion. And before I was a victim of abortion, I didn't agree with abortion, but at the same time, I never understood abortion because I've always been the man that says, if I was to create a child, then I'm going to be responsible for that child, right? Because I always was a man, I always, for some reason, I was a late bloomer having children, so I always dated women who already had kids. So a lot of times, women go, well, in order to be with me, we're a package deal. You got to love and care for my children like they're your own. But that same woman would kill her own child. Let's talk about that for a second. The reason why I'm saying that, because I have a... Hold on. Boy, this phone going up while I'm doing my show. And I'm steady answering it. Hello? Hello?
What up?
Oh, doing my podcast. I'll call you back when I get done.
Okay, yeah.
All right, bye. So, what I'm saying is this. I had a wife who had a kid. And I was good enough to be a stepfather to that kid that wasn't mine. Then I made a child with that woman. And we had a kid and a child, which I love to death, that I love so much. But that's a whole nother conversation. So then a second child was created, and she murdered that child. So think about all those contradictions there. Us men out here, we would date women who have children, and we would accept your children that you have from another man. And you guys say, oh, in order to be with me, you got to take on my kid and love my kid and because we're a package deal. And we have no say-so, so we want to be with that woman. We take on that responsibility. Then we end up having a baby by that woman. And since she still so-called loves you or cares about you, she brings that baby into the world. We have no say-so about that. Because she can still have a kid. Even if you don't want the kid, you're going to have to take the child and pay child support. So us fathers have no say-so. So then you can be with that same woman, have sex with her again, and y'all a couple, y'all even married, like in my situation. She gets pregnant, and she decides she wants to murder that child. And you, once again, have no say-so. So you damn right I'm celebrating the fact that Roe versus Wade was overturned because it's about damn time that us fathers got some type of fucking rights. What? What? Hold on. What the hell are you talking about? What in the world are you talking about? I'm going to tell you guys this. All day long, my phone has not gone off. As soon as I go live and do my radio show, my phone is blowing up. That is so interesting that all day long, my phone has not gone off. Now that I'm live, my phone is blowing up. That is hilarious to me. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So, yes, I do understand in some cases it's a hard decision for women to make to get an abortion because of health issues or incest or rape. And I believe that, yes, it should be some type of leeway in the whole abortion thing. I get it. I understand it. And I do believe that there should be some amendments to the Roe versus Wade or the whole abortion issue where Because women can't make no baby by themselves. I don't care what nobody say. You're not making no baby by your damn self. And I do believe that if there is a willing father out there, there should be some added amendments to the abortion law where some fathers have some say-so. Either you sign over your rights to the father if you don't want the child, or especially if you're married, the husband should be able to have some say-so. But for just to give women all autonomy to murder every child that she wants at will, I'm so glad that this shit was overturned. Can I get a hand clap? You guys, I'm going to take a break because I feel like I'm off my center. I feel like I'm rushing through today's show. So I'm going to take a break and I'll be back. You listen to Moving Forward here on GeiserRadio.com. And I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernet, the security camera ambassador.
Just clean my bed, y'all. Pick up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the hot spot know we got the ball. We got the ball. Bird gang money. Bird gang money. Bird gang money. Up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the hot spot knows we got the ball. We got the ball. Bird gang money. Bird gang money. Bird gang money.
Stop that paper chase.
Niggas spinning that bird gang money.
Reminiscing of my first lick. When that time I was sipping on my first lick. Hit the game, I started as a lookout. See the fly cars that the big willies pushed out. Took bikes, Papa Willie's by the cookout. That was that summer, I was supposed to be bumper. The pay better, but the risk was worse. Stay the fly, levers, copping kicks with the work. It didn't work, I was fucking up the re-up. Bottles at the tunnel, that was 98. I called Poppy for the bundle. Measy 10 grand, felt like a 100. This Gucci belt's by the stomach with guns in them. It's only wealth that we want if you run with them.
Right.
To the death or to the feds, come get them. Bird gang money,
yeah.
It started off that bird gang money. New cars and that third lane money.
Just clean my fancy car.
A new Ferrari.
Picked up my fancy clothes.
Got them trunes ready.
We own in a hot spot, no.
Yeah.
We got the boss, we got the boss.
Patron and Rosé.
Bird gang money.
Joe.
Bird gang, baby.
Bird gang money.
No, we
bird gang money, man.
Bird gang money.
Matrix.
Yeah. Money.
Getting money is the hardest. Your first 100 grand is a charm. Your first school million, you're an artist. Especially if the niggas up the block sell garbage. Was told it crumbles all apart when you hold it. Wasn't naturally born a crook, I was molded. Drugs kept my uncles in the green, so I sold it. Even learned to smell a good grade through the packing. Headed Midwest and got financial backing. Started networking with the willies on credit. Any concepts of being robbed, I was dead it. Anybody get it? Don't come a day later with the eighth money. Gotta play it out cause I said it. Tossed in acquittal. Coming in the club with my entourage. Me, I'm the boss in the middle. The brain in the brawn. Rock a house note round the neck. Lot of letters for the chain and the charm. Come on, man.
Just clean my fancy car.
Yeah.
Picked up my fancy clothes.
No bricks, just rims to flip. Niggas stunt, then your man's a flip.
Get em.
Situation real, then your man's a hit.
Why?
You slow on a getaway, the can you get?
Hit.
You circle the block, we play track and fail. A lot of real niggas on that track, I kill.
VIP.
But you know me, forever manning up. Never sit down when I pee, forever standing up.
Marvin, I'm...
What's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Listen, moving forward here on GeiserRadio.com. Sunday night. I don't understand why my sound just seemed off tonight. For some reason, I just sound like I'm drowning, like I'm not loud enough. I don't understand. I'm just not sounding like I'm gonna just put the mic up to my mouth. But anyway, Sunday night. This is my new time of my radio show moving forward. If you guys didn't know, let me do some quick announcements. From this point on, all shows on yaizaradio.com are now moving to the p.m., to the evening time. So that means moving forward, which is my show, is going to be on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. I know I'm late tonight, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Monday night, it's going to be Controversy with Stephen B. And Controversy will be on from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Tuesday, it's Talk to Tana Tuesday. So you're going to have Talk to Tana on Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, we got a new show coming up with our host by the name of The Last Magnificent. Don't know what his show title is yet. He hasn't told me yet. So once he lets me know, then you guys will know. Let's see what else we got. You know what? Hold on for a second. Hold on. Hold on, you guys. We have some technical difficulties. All right. Sorry about that, you guys. We had some technical difficulty, but I'm back. Thursday night, Peppy and Snap podcast radio show is back. Peppy and Snap is back on is back at Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are looking for someone who wants to have a show on Friday nights. So if you want a show on here on yaizaradio.com, we need somebody for Friday night and Saturday night. Hit us up at marketing@yaizer.com. That's marketing@yaizer.com. All right. So now, moving on. Tonight we're talking about Roe versus Wade. They overturned the baby killer law. Yes, I said it. If anybody don't like what I just said, get at me. 515-605-9800. Yes, I said the baby killer law has been overturned. Okay. Everybody's texting me while I'm on live. Damn. Everybody's hitting me up. Everybody know I'm doing my show. And everybody want to hit me up. So, yes. They overturned the baby killer law. And I'm happy. And, yes, I am a victim of abortion. And, yes, we do have our movement. That's good for me to announce it tonight. We're starting a movement. Here at Yards are called Victim Stoppers. Because we do not believe in victimhood. So, guess what? We're going to turn anybody who's a victim of something and turn around for the better. So that's why it's called Victim Stopper. So yes, I used to be a victim of abortion. From this point on, I'm fighting against abortion. Period, point blank. Fathers Against Abortion, victimstoppers.us. I'm announcing it tonight. Let's go. So, losing my voice. I know there's a lot of people out there that was protesting. A lot of people this whole weekend have been upset since they overturned the baby killer law on Friday. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play another clip. I'm going to play another clip that has to do with the protesters and the people out there who are upset about the cancellation of the baby killer law. Check out this quote.
It is a tectonic shift on abortion rights. The U.S. Supreme Court today remade the legal landscape. throwing out the precedent laid down 15 years ago in Roe versus Wade. We'll be dedicating most of tonight's program to the decision and the praise and protest that it has touched off. John Yang begins our coverage.
Outside the Supreme Court, jubilation and celebration for some. For others, rage coupled with resolve. Today's decision had been much anticipated since early May when Justice Samuel Alito's draft opinion was read. The court's ruling ends the constitutional right to an abortion, a right that had been the law of the land for nearly 50 years. Alito wrote the majority opinion, joined by Justices Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. The liberal justices, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, dissented. Chief Justice John Roberts did not join his conservative colleagues in overturning Roe. He said there was no need to do that in order to uphold a 15-week Mississippi abortion ban that was the subject of the case. At the White House, President Biden quickly condemned the decision and urged Congress to act.
The court has done what it has never done before. Expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans that it already been recognized. The court's decision to do so will have real and immediate consequences. The only way we can secure women's right to choose the balance that existed is for Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law.
In a statement, former President Trump called the ruling the biggest win for life in a generation. He went on to take credit for it, saying it was only made possible because I delivered everything as promised. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weighed in at her weekly news conference.
American women today have less freedom than their mothers. For 50 years of constitutional right, for women having the right to choose. The hypocrisy is raging. But the harm is endless.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy claimed a win.
The people have won a victory. The right to life has been vindicated. The voiceless will finally have a voice. This great nation can now live up to its core principle that all are created equal, not born equal, created equal.
Today's ruling is likely to lead to abortion bans in about half the states. Some have laws triggered by the overturning of Roe or pre-Roe laws still on the books. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said her state's 1931 law is unenforceable.
In the event that the Court of Appeals or later the Michigan Supreme Court were to overturn that, then the 1931 law would spring back into effect. But as of right now, it is unenforceable. So everything remains the same as it was yesterday at this time, but just for now.
Corporate America also responded. The Walt Disney Company announced it would pay for employees' travel if it was needed to access family planning and reproductive care. Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, Netflix, and Amazon, among others, had already pledged to offer similar benefits. From overseas, leaders weighed in on the historic ruling. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I think it's a big step backwards. I've always believed in a woman's right to choose, and I stick to that view, and that's why the UK has the laws that it does.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted it was horrific. French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron wrote, abortion is a fundamental right for all women. As the day wore on, the crowd outside the Supreme Court grew. Gatherings are expected in cities across the country later tonight. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
All right. Now, I played that clip because I'm going to show both sides of the coin, as you call it, or whatever you want to call it, both sides of the debate. But this whole abortion argument falls under all the family law argument, which we all know is also hypocritical and also is full of shit, just like child support and all this other stuff. Because people always want to argue, especially you Democrats out there. Yes, you damn Democrats. And unfortunately, everybody, or most of the people in my culture are freaking Democrats. And y'all will sit there and support everything. Just think about that for a second. The Democrats teach our culture all the things that's bad for us, but they sit there and send out to the churches, and then they sit there and pander to the bishops and the preachers or whatever they're called, and they pander and they say, oh, let's think about civil rights and black rights. Abortion is good. How is abortion good for black people? How are you supposed to be a religious organization and you support murdering of children? See, in this country, everybody wants somebody, if you're so-called black in this country, you're supposed to be a Democrat and a Christian. The Democrats push welfare in our culture. Ladies, you want welfare? Move the fathers out the house. No father, you get welfare. No man in the house, you get welfare. Democrats push abortion. We got a Democratic president, loves abortion. Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, loves abortion. We got black people who support abortion. At the end of the day, it's baby killing. We're killing babies. Black babies, white babies, whatever race you want to identify as, you're still killing babies. Democrats believe in everything that has nothing to do with fucking, population control. You want to make everybody gay? You can't have no kids if everybody's gay. You can't have no kids if everybody is having abortions. All of these are forms of population control. This ain't hate speech. This is keeping it real. And I'm talking to my black people out there. We want to move forward. We got to stop falling for the okey-doke. Black women out there support all the gay rights and all the abortion rights. Black women out there supporting removing fathers from the household. People support welfare. You can't get on welfare if there's a man in the house. It's about damn time that some rights for fathers, even though the Roe versus Wade had nothing to do with fathers' rights, but the way it does. Because right now there's a father out there who got some rights. One of them says if he had a fucking devil wife like I had that murdered our child, he has the opportunity to say, no, you're not going to murder our child. And it's about time that the government is supporting it. That's why I'm popping bottles and clapping. Oh, not the other sound effect. We clap. We celebrate. I'm going to tell you what's so funny. We never stream to these other platforms. None of them. You want to have something to do with Yaiser, you got to be a member of YaiserRadio.com to hear the radio show that you listen to right now. If you want to see the TV version, you got to watch. You got to be a member of YaiserTV.com. I'm giving away a freebie. But guess what? For some reason, the internet is acting slow tonight, and on every platform, we are very gloomy and blurry. So if you want to see the high-definition version of this thing, you need to become a member of YaiserTV.com, Yaiser Radio. Now, I got a lot to unpack tonight. I have a lot to unpack tonight. Because, once again, I wish that this happened 9 years ago when I became a victim of abortion. See, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of organizations out there that try to make it sound like there's no fathers out there, especially from our culture. There's a lot of us out here who want to be fathers. There's a lot of us out here that's fighting for fathers' rights. And that's why I am telling you guys tonight, I'm launching the movement of victimstoppers.us.
Victim Stoppers at US, we are going to fight for fathers' rights. If you're a father out there, you want to be a father, you got a woman that you got a child by, she's trying to take your kids from you, and the court system is not helping you, and your family's not helping you, get at us at victimstoppers.us. Email me at marketing@yizor.com. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. I am gathering all fathers out there who don't have no support or trying to be a father. I'm supporting all fathers out there who's been a victim of abortion, and you got a woman who killed or murdered your child. We have to get you some support. We got to have support groups for victims of abortion that are fathers. Let's go. Listen to me. Listen to me. Everybody who's listening to my radio show right now, listen to me. Any lady out there who's a victim of rape or incest, or you know that your health is in danger because of being pregnant, and an abortion is your choice, then I still understand. It's still the fact that killing a living child, you have to do what you got to do. But for all you selfish women out there, all you selfish women out there who are out there laying, opening up your legs, letting men deposit their soldiers inside of you, and you're not taking on responsibility of being a mother, then shut your fucking legs. For you women out there who are wives, like my ex-devil wife, is out there murdering your children, you're not a good mother. And if you have other children, I believe that children should be taken from you. Because you have bad judgment and you have no moral compass. You women out there who is loosely out there getting pregnant, and you believe that having an abortion is your option of birth control, that you believe that abortion is part of birth control, you are unfit to be a mother. But if there's a father who's involved and want to be a father, let that father make that decision. Or we should show a limit. Just like you got, I believe that you got women out there who constantly using abortion as birth control, you got to register. It's like a sex offender. I'm dead ass serious about this. And it's so crazy. The Democrats and the Christians support this. I ain't saying all Christians, but the Democrats in our culture that look like me, and a lot of Christians that look like me, support baby killing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I never will understand it. And I wish for somebody to call me right now and explain to me y'all's situation. Why are you Democrats fighting for the right to kill babies? You want to hit me up? Hit me up at 515-605-9800, because it would never make sense to me why you with killing babies. If you're having sex unprotected, you should be responsible. And then the men out there, they definitely don't get no support, because there's a whole lot of fathers out there like, listen, don't kill my baby. I will take care of our child. But you don't have no right. You don't have no right. If you sit up there and you get a woman pregnant and you tell her, I don't want to have the child, but she says she wants to continue to have the child, guess what? You have no say-so, playboy. You have no say-so, playboy. She can have that child and put you on child support. But guess what? Then you don't take care of that child. Then you're a so-called deadbeat daddy. See what I'm saying? There's no rights for us fathers out there. Nobody gives a fuck if you want to be a daddy, sir. But guess what? The Supreme Court gives a fuck about us fathers now, because guess what? Believe it or not, indirectly, we got fathers' rights back by them overturning Roe versus Wade. I had somebody tell me one time, I was dating this young lady, and I told her about me being a victim of abortion. I had told her the fact of my devil, no moral compass of a wife at the time, murdered her child. And this female told me, get over it. This female told me, get over it. And then in the same sense, she's talking about,
She want to be my woman. Imagine if she came to me and said, Dwayne, I was raped. Not only was I was raped by my husband. And then there's some people out there that believe that a woman can't be raped by her husband, but that's for another show for another day. And then I say to her, well, you want to be my woman? You need to get over it. Get over the fact that your husband raped you. Get over the fact that you was raped. Get over it. I looked at that female totally different today. Like, you're serious? Are you serious right now? I'm a father. I'm a man and a father. You're going to tell me to get over the fact that my child was murdered by his mother? You guys, tonight's show is rough for me. I need to take a break. And I will be back in a second. You listen to Moving Forward here on GeyserRadio.com. It's your man, Dwayne Abnett, security camera ambassador. And tonight's topic is Roe versus Wade is out of here. That's pop bottles.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies, this isn't her. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We training to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, she wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets the rest of the life while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got about buses, it's better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turning your car, should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder I bit on a shirt.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, you see the feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last but not least, we send you away, you really was killing us. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, to be in a jail, something like Venice is. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us ministers. Our justice is done in the street cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, to shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference of having one when you still gon' kill me for having none? I might as well have it and play it by ear in case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about your uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you meet me, and neither one of us is going home.
I dream alive, it's making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man Dwayne Abernathy. Listen, moving forward here on geyserradio.com. Sunday night, my new night for my radio show. I like Sunday night. Well, my show night is supposed to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but I got a late start today because I've been celebrating the Roe versus Wade overturn, popping bottles. And I know there's a lot of people out there like, damn it, we do not get it, Dwayne. We don't support or like the fact that you are happy that women can no longer kill their babies legally. And I'm going to tell you like this. That's a problem for you. It's not a problem for me. Because for 9 years, for nine long years, I've been waiting for this day. For nine long years, I've been waiting for a way so I can get some type of justice for my child that was murdered by their mother. Because I tell people this all the time. I've even had some co-hosts here at Geyser that go up against me on this whole abortion thing. And I always say to them, just because it's the law don't make it right. Just because it's the law don't make it right. People forget that slavery used to be legal in this country. That didn't make you right. It was the law of the land, and people went by the law of the land. You guys know, for my Christian brothers and sisters out there, that being a Christian for a person from our culture used to be legal in this country. This because the law doesn't make it right. So, all you people out there who supporting Roe versus Wade and supporting abortion, please explain to me how this because it's legal, it's right that it's okay to kill a baby. Because you guys do know, if I was a father or the male who created a baby and I didn't want that child, and I say, and I go punch a woman in the stomach, or push her down the stairs, or do something to that woman that caused her to not have that baby, I go to jail for manslaughter. So it's legal for the mothers to kill the babies, but it's not legal for the father to kill a baby? And you guys sitting up there, the Democrats, yes, you damn Democrats out there, because most of y'all are Democrats who look like me. At the end of the day, you support killing babies. And then you was talking about Black Lives Matter. And you talk about racism. One of the biggest forms of racism is self-genocide. And just like I say, Black Lives Matter don't give a fuck about black people. Because you care about black people, it wouldn't be all these killings going on in these neighborhoods. You need to be in those neighborhoods stopping those killings. Same thing you guys watching our sisters going to these facilities, killing our babies. Same fucking shit, so black lives don't fucking matter. When do they fucking matter? Check out this clip for all you supporters of killing babies.
A woman took mifepristone, a pill that induces an abortion, during a live TV interview in an effort to prove they are, quote, safe and easy. That is this week's Speak Out segment. Abortion activist Jess Blackmore recently joined Fox 2 Detroit for a panel discussion where she was defending pro-abortion rhetoric. During her interview, Blackmore took a mifepristone pill. This is the first pill in the chemical abortion regimen, which blocks progesterone, the hormone that helps the baby growing in the womb, get the nutrients they need to live. Take a look. This here is mifepristone. This is the first of two pills you would take to end a pregnancy. And it would induce an abortion, this very pill, by blocking the hormone and allowing a pregnancy to grow. And I want to show you how easy it is
receiving it is by taking it myself.
You're taking it. Are you? Are you? You're not pregnant, are you?
Blackmore went on to say that yes, she was pregnant, and that this was her third abortion. In reality, these pills are far from a safe, easy, painless procedure. The regimen has been proven to be four times riskier than surgical abortion and can lead to severe heavy bleeding, incomplete abortions, and even death. Abortionists want to turn every post office and pharmacy into an abortion center for profit, regardless of the safety and well-being of women. It's notable that as Blackmore took the pill, her voice was wavering. She seemed very unsettled and distressed. This display was reminiscent of when women took abortion pills on the steps of the Supreme Court. Recent data shows that one out of every three women who take these pills will be rushed to the ER due to serious complications. The Charlotte Lozier Institute reports that the rate of chemical abortion-related ER visits has increased by 500%. Let's continue spreading the word about how dangerous this procedure truly is.
That sicko psychopath took an abortion pill on television. She committed an abortion on national television by popular pill. Like I said. I'm popping bottles. I'm celebrating. Turn up. For all the fathers out there who finally got a victory from the Supreme Court. Turn up for all the fathers out there who got a victory that possibly stopped their child from being murdered by his mother if you were a husband. Turn up for all the fathers out there who got a victory if you want to be a father and you don't have nothing to stop the woman that you have a baby by from murdering your child. We got a victory this weekend, and I'm celebrating. It's 9 years later, but I'm celebrating. I wish there was some type of way that I could get my baby killer to be convicted in jail, but you can't because guess what? It was the law. Because the law doesn't make it right. I'm going to spend my life helping fathers out there in their fathers' rights. I have a media network that I'm making sure that we will support fathers' rights. I have nothing against women's rights. But wrong is wrong and right is right. And here at Victim Stoppers, we got a TV channel now. It's called Victim Stoppers TV. We got a network called Victim Stoppers, and anything that's wrong, we're fighting against. And I'm sorry, killing babies wrong. It's not right, man. It's not right. And the only reason why I'm broadcasting, I'm letting you other networks out there, all the way you can see Yaiser, you have to be a member of YaiserTV.com to see the TV shows. And the radio show, or if you just want the radio, you have to go to YaiserRadio.com. This is not free either. We are a movement here. We are a media movement, and every movement has to have a financial structure behind it to be successful. So you guys want to get exclusive television shows and exclusive radio shows that's helping pushing our culture forward, you have to join Yaiser. If you're a person that have a voice from our culture and you ain't trying to be canceled by these other networks, you want to be able to say what you got to say to move our people forward, come over here to Yaiser. Come over to a platform that's for us, our culture, and get monetized. Get paid. Get monetized. There's nothing wrong with getting paid for what you do for a living. I'm going to be on these other platforms for the whole month of July. Come August 1st, you need to be on Yaiser. But we have several shows here at YaiserRadio.com. We have shows every night at YaiserRadio.com and YaiserTV.com. Our lineup is this. Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is me, your security camera ambassador, Dwayne Abernathy. Moving forward. Then on Monday night, we have Controversy with Stephen B. from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Tuesday nights, we have Talk to Tana, the First Lady of Geyser. You want to laugh? Sometimes we cry, but it's a night for our comedy. Talk to Tana on Tuesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday. Wednesday, we got a new show coming out. The host is The Last Magnificent. He's not giving me the name of the show yet, but he's on Wednesday. Thursday night, the streets are talking. Peppy and Snap Radio Show is back starting this Thursday. If you're a person that's out there against civil injustice or against the school to prison pipeline, you need to call in and be a guest on the Peppy and Snap Radio Show on Thursday night, starting this Thursday. Friday night's open. We're looking for somebody who wants a radio show on Friday night. Saturday night is open. We're looking for somebody who wants a show on Saturday night. You want to have a show on Geyser? Hit us up at marketing@geyser.com. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, geyser.com. You guys, I'm pumped up. You guys, I broke out in tears on Friday. I broke out in tears on Friday because it's about time that there are some justice for some fathers out there. I waited till I was the age of 40 to become a father. Yes, I know I don't look over a day of 21. I know. Even without the haircut, I know I'm still fresh to death like a baby bus. But anyway, I waited till I was the age of 40 to become a father. And I took pride and was happy to be a father. Not only that, I thought I was so-called doing something right because I made sure that I was married also before I had kids. So not only was I a father, I was a husband. And I took pride in being a husband, and I took pride in being a father. My judgment was so off because I married a woman that had no moral compass. I married a woman whose moral compass was nothing like mine because I married a woman who believed in killing babies. And I always say this, if I was ever to get married again, I would have to make sure that woman understands, are you pro-choice or pro-life? Because I promise you guys, listen to me, all you young guys out there who's with a woman right now or think about getting married, ask this one question, are you pro-life or are you pro-choice? If that woman says to you that she is pro-choice and you believe in being pro-life, do not marry that woman. Especially if there's a chance of her having to get pregnant by you because she will possibly kill your baby. Trust me, I experienced it. You guys, how much time I got left? I started late tonight. I did not start on time tonight because, like I said, I've been popping bottles all weekend. Celebrating. So I'm going to take a break. You listen to Moving Forward. It's your man, Dwayne Abernethy, the security camera ambassador. I'm taking a break, and I'll be back in a second. You know what? I'm going to slow it down a little bit. I feel like hearing this summer. I love this summer. I'll be back in a second.
I lost it all. My friends. My loved ones. Life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story. Lord,
hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see this is me.
please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I couldn't have my own now. I lost my baby, damn it's really getting home now. I just had to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. The sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Movement Forward here on YizorRadio.com. That's YIZZOR. I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy, Security Camera Ambassador. It is Sunday night. Sunday night is the takeover. We're moving our people forward. But there's also a subtitle to my show. It's Moving Forward, Pro-Life versus Pro-Choice. And we got a victory. We got a victory. Victory, victory, victory. We got a victory Friday for us pro-lifers. You pro-choicers have 50 years of killing babies. Yes, I'm celebrating. And yes, I'm celebrating. It's probably not popular in my so-called culture, but who the fuck dictates what I'm supposed to be as a man of culture? I am so tired of people talking about what us fathers supposed to be about and what how us fathers supposed to feel. You're not a real father just because you follow and get on with everything that the mother says. No. If you sit up there and listen to a woman the whole time, she's going to lead you to destruction. And then, I'm not trying to attack religion, but all the sisters out there who's from our culture, and then you people say, Dwayne, you hate women. Are you women hating? No. I hate dirty, disrespectful snake women. I hate women who don't understand the concept of protecting the kingdom that we're building together. And then some of you guys who believe in the Bible starts out with Adam and Eve, and Adam had a snake-ass woman. Eve is a snake. Boom. Don't nobody talk about it. We talk about it here on Yizer. Eve is a snake. Eve was a snake bitch. And nobody says anything about Eve being a snake bitch. In my marriage, I was Adam and my ex-wife was Eve. I married a snake bitch. Fathers out there who was victim of abortion, join victimstoppers.us. Fathers against abortion, join victimstoppers.us. We don't hate women. We just highly dislike snake women. We want women who are serious and real queens that support us and support the movement.
Now, I'm going to play another clip. Because all you guys out there who was protesting, like, oh my God, oh my God, they overturned Roe versus Wade. Now you're going to hear the voice of us people who suffered for the past 50 years behind Roe versus Wade. You guys are going to hear the voices of us who are victims of Roe versus Wade. I'm going to play a clip from a survivor of an abortion. This chick had a mama who tried to murder her.
The rights movement, there's also a lot of good worth highlighting. On each episode, we're going to spotlight a person, a group, or movement building up the culture of life. This first installment of our pro-life focus is powerful. So often, when pro-lifers talk about ending abortion, while there is so much to be done in the pro-life movement, there's also a lot of good worth highlighting. On each episode, we're going to spotlight a person, a group, or movement building up the culture of life. This first installment of our pro-life focus is powerful. So often, when pro-lifers talk about ending abortion, we say we need to be a voice for the voiceless. That, however, does not apply in this case. Today, we introduce you to a woman who survived an abortion attempt and is speaking for herself in a bold way. Weighing less than 3 pounds, Melissa Odin was born beating the odds. She is a survivor of a failed saline infusion abortion. God said that was a plan. It's a procedure that injects a toxic salt solution into the amniotic fluid surrounding a preborn child. Cared for by NICU nurses at first, baby Melissa was soon adopted into a loving home. Now, Odin is a wife and mother, a Catholic convert, and a pro-life advocate, with speeches spanning from pregnancy centers to Capitol Hill.
I'm here today to share my story to not only highlight the horror of abortion taking place at Planned Parenthood, but to give a voice to other survivors like me. It's a journey detailed in her new memoir, You Carry Me, released this month. Melissa recounts a series of tough truths, including when she, as a teenager, learned about the abortion attempt on her life.
To be 14 years old, it absolutely devastated my life. And I think like so many young people, right, I didn't want anybody else to know how much I was hurting.
So Melissa turned to what she calls her unholy trinity of coping mechanisms, bulimia, alcohol, and sex.
People often ask me, you know, how did you ever come out of that? And I would say it really wasn't me. It wasn't. It was the grace of God that saved me. And I had to be willing to wake up and every day say, you know what, I'm not going to do that today, right?
The focus of the memoir continues onto Melissa's search for her birth mother as she wonders whose blood runs through my veins. She discovers her birth mother was a 19-year-old college student pressured to get an abortion. She thought Melissa had been dead for over 30 years. Odin's perspective throughout the journey is strikingly compassionate.
Tell us how you came to have that approach. It's a response that I think has deepened over time. I've always loved her, but my love for her deepens year after year. And not just because the circumstances of her life and mine are now different, right? I know the truth about how she was forced into that abortion. But I think the older I get, the more I learn how to love people and respect them for who they are. And I think motherhood has been a bond that she and I can really connect on that level. And it's a love story, right? It's a love story that God wrote and man attempted to rewrite that whole story, and God's story wins in the end.
Now you have finished the book, you've finished your memoir, you were done, and then something happened. And then you met your birth mother for the first time. Tell us about that.
Ooh. That's where I have to take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. After everything I've gone through in my life and my healing from it, my tears are not tears of pain, my tears are just tears of incredible gratitude, right? I was not expecting to meet her in the course of the last few months. You know, we have spent years getting to know one another, build trust, uncover secrets together. And so we met face-to-face for the first time early this summer. And I guess the short version of that would be it was everything I ever could have expected and more. to know that she spent over 30 years of her life believing that I had died at the hospital. You know, how she suffered from immense regret and guilt. And then to have the opportunity to know that her child is alive and loves her and has forgiven her and then gets to meet face to face. Yeah, my excitement was for her probably more than me. But it was life-changing. I will never forget the moment that I saw her and we got to embrace. And I think the words that came out of my mouth was, it's been a long time.
Boom. Those words are the words of a survivor of an attempted murder. Allah had that baby, bless him. And that baby survives the attempt of her life by her own mother. Now, once again, I'm not trying to be insensitive towards any woman who's been through an abortion for every your reasons or your reasons. But let me explain to you, though, whatever your reasons are, even though it was legal, you still killed a child. Yes, I had a conversation with some of my associates the other day. And they're one of those believers that if it's an embryo or the baby's not on it, born yet, then it's not a true baby because babies are born, stillborn all the time. So they technically don't believe life doesn't begin until you've been, breathe your first fresh air of the womb. But the part that they fail to realize is just the simple fact that just like when you kill a chicken, if you're eating chicken or you're eating beef, like that animal does not have pain or suffer. It's the same thing with these babies that are being killed. It's the same as these babies being killed because at the end of the day, the law protects the baby killing mothers, but the law don't protect you fathers if you want to kill your baby. So two people can make a baby, but one is sanctioned by the law to kill the baby. So all you men out there who support abortion, why have you not been out there pushing for the flip side of the coin? Like, guess what? Well, guess what? If I'm with a woman who decides to keep the baby, but I want to kill the baby, I want rights to kill my baby. See, you punk-ass, lame-ass dudes out there who support abortion, you motherfuckers is weak too. You are a bunch of sips. Because if you man enough to let march a woman in there and have a baby, to kill the baby, why don't you kill the baby your own fucking self? You baby killers too. You are Satan hitmen also. Period, point blank. Killing a baby is killing a baby. I don't give a fuck if it's legal or not legal. But that's why I'm celebrating that we popping bottles of Wade. Roe versus Wade has been overturned. Let's go. You guys, I am geeked up. Because I'm in a war right now with a devil. I couldn't fight her legally for murdering our child. But there is some type of justice coming because they changed, overturned Roe versus Wade. Now I'm fighting this devil on having rights to be a father for a child I've been a father for since day one. I'm fighting for all rights for fathers. And any man who goes up against me, fuck you too. I'm coming for you also. Any man who gets in the way of a man being a father, you a faggot. You a punk. Listen to me. I don't play when it comes to kids. Period. If you a lame out there and you with some woman that's fighting against her children's father being a father, you are a lame and you are a menace and you are a disgrace as a man. You are a punk. You might as well take dick to your ass because you are a punk. I'm going to tell you guys something. I can remember in the 90s that there was women out there who was addicted to drugs. As a matter of fact, there's a documentary on Netflix called Crack. And it talks about how they used the crack epidemic to go up against women from our culture. Like, black women's the only women that's having crack babies. But I don't think it was so funny. Right now, the biggest drug out there is meth. But you never hear about meth babies. It's hard for me to believe that you're going to tell me that there's women in other cultures who smoke meth and don't have meth babies. Have you ever heard of a meth baby? That's what pisses me off about people of our culture, especially Democrats / Christians who support killing babies. The Democrats are one and all those pushing back in the day crack babies. Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, who's our president right now, these are the motherfuckers who created mandatory minimums. Hillary Clinton is the one who called us, what did she call us, super predators or whatever. Democrats don't give a fuck about black people. You don't see these motherfuckers got shit out right now talking about meth babies, but no, crack babies, guess what they used to do with crack babies? Lock the mothers up. They didn't get support or help the mothers for being drug addicts. They put them in jail. How the fuck if you're a person who's on drugs, you go to jail versus getting some fucking support for you and your child. You have a crack baby, you go to jail. So why couldn't these chicks go crack and say, yo, I'm just going out to abortion jail and kill my baby? There's a clip I'm about to play. You guys can't see the video, but I'm about to play a clip right now. It has to do with, this is what smoking does to an unborn baby.
Doctors have been urging pregnant women to give up smoking for years because it heightens the risk of premature birth, respiratory problems, and even cot death. Now, researchers believe they can physically show the effect of smoking on babies in the womb. These 4D ultrasound scans reveal the harm that smoking during pregnancy can cause on an unborn baby's development. The remarkable images show that unborn babies appear to grimace in the womb when their mother smokes a cigarette, touching their mouths and faces much more than babies of non-smoking mothers. Experts have said the scans show how smoking during pregnancy can mean the development of the baby's central nervous system is delayed. Dr. Nadja Reisland at Durham University used the scan images to record thousands of tiny movements in the womb. She monitored 20 mothers, four of whom smoked an average of 14 cigarettes a day. After studying their scans at 24, 28, 32 and 36 weeks, she detected that whose mothers smoked continued to show noticeably higher rates of mouth movement and self-touching than those carried by non-smokers.
Okay. Now, I just played the audio in a video. You guys listen to the radio show, you can't see the video. Now, they was trying to prove a point to women that smoke cigarettes, because they say smoking cigarettes is harmful to a baby. So can you explain to me why they don't show the same video showing you lame-ass dudes out there who support baby-killing women, and you baby-killing mamas out there showing them a video like, listen, this is a full-blown, this is a live baby that's moving around your body that you're about to murder. So I want you to understand, as a baby-killing mother, that you're about to kill your child. It's all bullshit. I'm sorry, sisters out there, whatever your reason was, if it was money, if you're trying to get back to the dude that you got pregnant by, if it was a one-night stand, a drunk encounter down at Freaknik or down in the Bahamas, whatever the case may be, ladies, you can change it any way you want. You kill your child. And I swear, whatever God that you believe in, I hope that God does not punish you for murdering your own child. But at the end of the day, You are a baby killer. Consciously or subconsciously, bad intent or good intent, at the end of the day, you killed a living baby. You guys, I am so happy. I am so happy that this shit happened, man. I still wouldn't like it just for my baby that was murdered. I wish there was some fucking way that I can fucking, that my baby killer is punished some kind of way. I swear to God, I wish that there's some type of way. But I'm going to put it in God's hands. I swear to do. It has to be justice, man. Because I'm going to tell you like this. It's like, it would be hard for me to be Trayvon Martin's parents. It would be hard for me to be Mike Brown's parents. Because their child was murdered by a police officer. Their child was murdered by a white supremacist like George Zimmerman. I hate to even say that man's name over my off my tongue. And you have to sit back and watch these people get away with murdering your child, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. Why? Because they were killed by so-called officers of the law. And I feel the same way. I have a child by my baby killer. Not only do I have a child by my baby killer, now my baby killer is trying to take my child from me, where I have to fight the system to protect my child to be a father. And I try to tell the courts that it's hard for me to look my baby killer in the eyes. So could you imagine if the law was telling Trayvon Martin's parents, you have to communicate with George Zimmerman on a weekly basis? Could you imagine how hard it would be if the court told Trayvon Martin's parents that they have to see George Zimmerman on a weekly fucking basis? And you cannot hurt or harm George Zimmerman. You can't not get no justice for George Zimmerman killing your baby. You cannot get no justice for George Zimmerman killing your baby, Trayvon Martin. But that's what us fathers go through when you're married to women who murder your babies. This is what us fathers go through when you with a woman, or used to be with a woman, who's trying to take your living from you. So who the fuck are you to kill our kids and take our kids, and the motherfucking law protects your ass? This shit is serious, you guys. You guys don't understand. But all you got, all you men out there who are lames, who are not men that's being responsible as a father, and all you so-called Democrats / Christians out there that's from my culture or any other culture, you support the supremacy. Shit is not about racism. It's about supremacy. The power versus the powerless. Stop falling for the bullshit, black people. It's about supremacy. The haves and the have-nots. You don't have shit, you can't say shit. I created Yizer so we can have a voice, so we can fight against supremacy, not white supremacy. Supremacy, period. Being broke and uneducated is a form of supremacy. Because the haves make you make sure that you're ignorant and never have nothing in this world. Roe versus Wade is not about taking the rights from a woman. It's the right to stop murdering babies. Why can't y'all women get it? You're participating in murdering children. You're no different than a slave owner. You're no different than an overseer. You are a baby killer. If that baby is alive, if it's alive and somebody else is going to jail for killing that same baby that you murdered, you're no different than a slave owner from back in the day, ladies. This ain't about female rights. Wake the fuck up.
You guys, I'm geeked up. I got 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you this. As long as Allah has me on this earth, as long as I have breath in my lungs and money in my pocket to make sure the Yizer's up and running, I'm going to make sure that I will fund personally victimstoppers.us. I'm not asking nobody else to fight this journey with me. I would die on the hill for the movement of father's rights. You want to assassinate me like Malcolm X? You want to kill me like Martin Luther King? If I'm going to die like Braveheart, I'm a man that's going to die for something, and I'm going to die for father's rights. Period, point blank. You want to bring me that smoke about father's rights? Get at me. Because I'm going to fight for mine. I'm going to fight for yours. You don't have to be black to have father's rights. We won Friday. We won Friday. Did we win it all? I don't know yet. I don't know yet, but I'm telling you one thing. What happened Friday, I've been waiting 9 years for. Sorry that there wasn't in place to stop my baby killer from murdering my child, but we won. And I'm going to celebrate this victory. I'm fighting for father's rights because I'm in a battle with a devil from hell, because she's a black woman who thinks she's fucking white. She's a black woman that thinks that white folks give a fuck about her. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about our child. But you think because they got your back, because they sexist you murdering, and you got away with murder. You a hired gun, bitch. I'm for justice for Trayvon Martin's parents. I'm for justice for Mike Brown's parents. I'm for justice for, why do I always forget this sister's name? The sister down in Texas. No disrespect. Oh my God, what is her name? I'm for justice, period. Wrong is wrong and right is right. You guys, I'm about to log out because I'm starting to feel emotional. How much time do I have left? Technically, I have 15 minutes. I'm about to close out, but I'm going to close out on celebrating. And I'm about to play Victory by P. Diddy because we celebrating. And it just don't stop, won't stop. You fathers out there who serious about father's rights, get at me. Come fuck with me at victimstoppers.us. Yizer is here.
I'm putting all my blood, sweat, and tears and money behind Yizer. Let's go. I'm out. Love you guys. Like I say all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. Inshallah. I'll be here next week. But if I'm not, I ain't going to be somewhere celebrating no baby killer. I'm out. Peace.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it is, we might as well shine together. Better now than never, this nigga for pleasure. Be in the end of that, who you know do it better. Get right, no matter what, be in tight. Yeah. Come, make sure you get it right. Don't make it right, self-fly, stupid. My music keeps you moving, what are you shooting? You know that it's true, like it's a problem, baby. Don't make me love you, baby.
What is the matter with that guy? God, it's just a damn game. I'm gonna put you on the list.